wandered for days, and days in the mysterious Songo jungle, the only white man to have ever penetrated this country, the fearless headhunters. I felt very mystified. I heard the drums start beating, and I was getting closer and closer to the village. I'm increasing the drums. Do you know I was an outsider? I had come. My hair stood on end. Though I didn't know now. At any moment, they would attack me. Carry me off to the village. Mysterious. The song of the jungle. Closer and closer to the camp. Rush. It's damp. The drums stopped. Hark! Yes, the drums had stopped. I was sure then the natives knew where I was, and they had me pocketed in a little corner. The bongo trees. Then all of a sudden, the drums began with a terrible frenzy. And at once I knew upon me were a million hands and legs and yelling natives as they had dropped me off back to their village as a captive. Oh, what a mess I'm in now. Gee whiz. This Casey was here to help me. The famous headhunter Casey. Outside the chief's hut. They were starting a religious ceremony of some sort, getting worked up into a frenzy, which I figured this must be the end. They'll have me for a chow tonight. Poor souls are gathering wood, carrying torches, big pots put on the fire. What I say to them?
Wait! Stop the music!
Immediately they stopped the music and the whole village was quiet. I said, please, if you're going to eat me for dinner, give me one last grant, one last wish. For I had seen across the road another hut that was highly decorated, more so than the chief of the tribe. I said, please let me know what is inside that hut. Immediately, they all acknowledged that I must have my one last wish. They untied me and took me across the road and set me in front of the hut. For what I was to see, I did not know. One of the natives came to me and in sign language told me that this was the famous singer of all the Kasongo jungles. No one but uncivilized people have ever heard him sing before, his famous war chant. Hark, the robe is coming back from the door. He is about to enter. The gong, the famous uncivilized singer advances and begins to sing.
Don't tell he Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he got to meet everybody having lunch for
the way. Man, this was the greatest singer I've ever heard in all the ages. It could really go great back in the States if I could just escape from my terrific predicament. But somebody shot him immediately after 5 minutes of singing. He was dead. Dead. Immediately after that, some good-looking babe came out
and started to sing another song.
Ivana!
She was happy the famous singer was dead.
Ivana!
Ivana!
Now I know I had seen her before. New York Metropolitan Opera. She is trying to sing Figaro. The natives were beginning to look hungry, lick their chops, and look at me. They wanted to dispense with all this singing and ritual. They were hungry and the pots were boiling over with boiling hot water. My wrists were tied tightly. I'd almost worked them loose. My hands were sweating. The sweat was running off of my head. I had to escape. I have to escape. My hands were so wet that I managed to free one of them. Now I must untie my feet without anyone seeing me do it. For when this dance ritual is finished, so am I, for they will cart me into the pot, as the religion calls for this to be done immediately after this ritual song. And now I've wiggled my feet around. I have the knots untied, I'm sure. I can escape. Which way shall I go? Shall I go between those two huts over there? No, one of them is wide open. It's an enormous hut with many catacombs inside. I believe I can go in there, walk through the catacombs, and be able to escape them until I come out the other end. I've studied their catacombs. They run for miles and miles, different hallways breaking off of another hallway and another hallway. It's a complicated maze of corridors. I'm sure that I can escape them better that way and then into the jungle from the exits than I can if I run straight into the jungle. This is the end of the song. I must make my break for it now. I finally made it to the catacombs. I started my long walk through the narrow halls. The catacombs were dark, damp, the moisture that had run down the walls, covered with moss. Who knows how many snakes and serpentine could be hiding in there. Also, maybe they're sentries, but it's a chance I had to take. I walked further and further and further into the catacombs, deeper and deeper into the gigantic Kasanga Mountain, the largest mountain in the Kasanga jungle. Many legends have been told of the Kasanga Caverns. As I walked through the long corridors, all these legends came to my mind and made chills run up and down my spine. Gosh, I wish I had some oil for these squeaky shoes of mine. They make a lot of noise in these caverns. You can't walk too fast in here. You're liable to fall into a bottomless pit. The many thousands of corridors that are in these caverns. You have to walk easy, take it carefully, testing every step.
losing consciousness. I had no idea how long I'd been out. I realized I must have fallen into a pit, but thank God it wasn't one of the bottomless pits. I moved my body slowly to see if I had broken any of my bones. I ached all over, but nothing was broken. I reached for my pocket flashlight. It was still in my pocket and it still worked. I turned it on and flashed it around me. The pit was about 20 feet in diameter from what I could tell. I focused the light to the top of the pit, but I couldn't see the rim of the pit. Then I knew I would not be able to escape in that direction, for the sides of the walls of the pit were smooth and slimy and covered with moss. I was sure I could not escape in that direction. I focused the light on the wall around me at the bottom of the pit again. There were six beady eyes shining at me. What are they? My heart jumped into my throat. I examined them closer. They were three enormous, hungry rats. I tried to scare them away, but they were hungry, and the only answer they gave me were in their own hungry manner. I knew then that there must be some way of escape if there were rats this big in the bottom of this pit, for the rats were as large as a dog. I searched further with my light and... what's that? Over on the other side of the pit. I crept slowly over to the other side, and there before me, I could not believe my eyes, was a can of Spam, a case of Beck's beer, a loaf of rye bread, 1 pound of cheese, and a package of Viceroy's cigarettes.
Yes, that's right. Viceroy's do get around. And you too can be one of the millions that dies every year just by smoking Viceroy's cigarettes. You too can make the skin test just by smoking Viceroy's cigarettes, because 6,000 hands personally touch Viceroy's before they are packaged. The filter is the finest made. It cuts out all the air so that you can enjoy all the fine nicotine and tar in a cigarette. So remember, when you want a cancer stick, pick up a Viceroy. And now back to our program.